Y'all know I got a jam. Got a jam out every day. It's the way we do things on the Just Dad podcast. Obviously, Bush, Glycerin, great song. Takes you back to the old days. So, yep, getting old. We are getting old. So, how are you guys doing? Have you shared this podcast yet on social media? If the answer is no, do so now, okay? Just go ahead, share away, put it out there, let the world hear it, right? If I get some kind of copyright infringement lawsuit against me, well, I'm just going to deny knowing anything about it. So, plead the fifth, whatever, you know? That's the way to do it. Oh, okay, maybe it's not the way to do it, but, you know, that's what I'll be doing. So, anyway, how are you guys doing? Wonderful Thursday afternoon for you. Yes, I've been a little bit sporadic on my episode posting, so I'm trying to give you guys a little bit of a break and myself at the same time, because I don't want to lose the interest of doing this, but I also don't want to say the exact same thing every single day. So we want to keep it fresh, and we want to get the episode out there so that more people can call in and give me voicemails. Speaking of which, you haven't called yet. I don't understand this. I do not understand this at all. Why don't you want to call? You've got to get over that fear, okay? Hearing yourself is not that bad. Okay, yeah, I know. I haven't listened to any of my episodes, but that's because I'm making the episodes. I hear myself talk whenever I'm doing them, so I don't need to do that. But you can call in, and you know what? I don't care what it's about. It could be anything. And I guarantee you, we'll make it about being just, the Just a Dad perspective on that topic. So I challenge you to give me a topic that I can't talk about as just a dad. And we'll see what, and I'm telling you, I will be able to have a conversation about it. I'm just warning you ahead of time. So aside from that, good Thursday, June 3rd, 12:13 p.m. And I'm on my way to work. So I'm going to close up the shop with the chitlins tonight and see how it goes. So, yeah, let's do this. Aside from that, I had a good morning. And, I'm learning a lot as far as Cricut machines go. So if there's any moms out there, because I know dads, I know you're not doing any Cricut work. Okay, I just do. But, okay, maybe there's one of you that is. That's fine. But for the most part, I'm going to say this is an all-mom episode portion. And yeah, so these Cricut machines are kind of cool, right? And I'm going to make my own sticker. And, ideally I got to do the vinyl for some signs and post them up in front of the baseball field so they look good. But aside from that, I'm just kind of running through the different settings and learning how they work, buying vinyl and getting ideas, So yeah, I had to pull a YouTube video yesterday to see how to load the thing with the paper. That was kind of, easy to do, right? But there's no instruction manual to this thing. So what the heck, And not, okay, yes, I know, I'm a dad. I don't need the instruction manual. But, in this thing, you'd at least think it would have a paper slot, like insert paper here. But no, it doesn't have that. So from a guy who had no idea, yeah, this came in handy for me, this YouTube video. But let's talk about YouTube for a minute, right? There's a lot of stuff on YouTube. And, as a dad, I do pull a lot of things I need to fix or whatever off of that. Because there's normally a good amount of information I can get from those things. Just so I can, Man. Drivers just don't know the patience that they're asking for from us. Anyways, yeah. I blame the other guy. Yeah, you don't need to know about it. Anyways, yeah, YouTube, lots of info out there, right? And one thing I've noticed is, a lot of people are trying to get out there and be known by YouTube as well. And I don't know, it's kind of like you got that, you got TikTok, and, my kids know people on TikTok. They don't have TikTok accounts. They don't. But they know about people who are famous on TikTok. This makes no sense to me. One, how are you famous from TikTok? All it is a bunch of people doing the same stupid dance over and over again. Like, I don't get it. And, let's not mention, I will say, I do have a TikTok account, right? and yeah, it's castor caraway, but at the same time, you have like some cool things of like, you know, not so, I'm sure there's probably do-it-yourself projects, but like you can go and like search out like sea life and stuff and see some pretty cool underwater ocean stuff. So those are videos I think are cool. Or like the jets and the airplanes and everything like that, where, you know, people are flying and they're doing stunts and stuff. That's neat. So anyway, so aside from that, TikTok's a waste. But yeah, it really is. But YouTube, it's kind of got all this stuff. I mean, here's, I know, you try to think, okay, so what good is YouTube, right? One, you got, you know, live feeds you can look at if you need to look at a live feed or something like that. But you also get, wait for it, you know, you also get, who are those guys? Oh, my kids love these guys. And I can't even think of what their name is. This is sad. I'm going to have to Google this just so I can remember, because, that's it, YouTube celebrities? Is that what I would type in? Got it. Dude, perfect. Yes. I know. My phone rang. You heard it. I'm sorry. I know you like the, what's it called? The ringtone? Yeah. Mandalorian? Yeah, I know. But yeah. Dude, perfect. One good thing that came out of YouTube, right? Because that's pretty fun to watch. I mean, my kids love it. And I mean, they love it a lot more than I do. But, you know, it's still pretty entertaining. So, definitely something that's, you know, I'd say wholesome enough to let the family watch. So, I just like whenever the guy spazzes out and, you know, goes after something. So, alright, so, there's an idiot behind me. They have their windshield wipers on. However, somebody raised their windshield wipers where they're facing out. You know, like if you're going to wash, I don't know, do people wash your car still? You know, when you wash your car, you pull your windshield wiper out so that it's not against your windshield. Yeah, this is how this car's windshield wipers are. And they're just going back and forth, looking like an idiot going down the road. I don't understand why people do anything nowadays. I don't even try sometimes. But yeah, that's what's going on. People. So, I got approval. With the Major League Baseball Association to do a pitch, hit, and run series, a tournament for my league. So that'd be fun. They're sending me a bunch of stuff that the kids, I guess, get to use and, you know, kind of a bunch of stuff they can, you know, take home as a, I did this and, you know, whatever. So that's cool. I can't wait for that to come in so I can really check it out. Aside from that, we have some field days coming up, which I've pretty much trying to plan out the entire month for these kids to just be able to play all the time and really get used to the fields and get to know one another and, you know, get more friends playing together. So I think that'll turn out pretty well. And yeah, so those are the goals. You know, that's the little league right now that we're dealing with. It's just getting out there, getting known, then people see the kids on the field and you know, everything like that. So past that, we have work going on. We have well, I don't know, we're registering our account with the bank and SunBiz and all that wonderful stuff that comes along with having a business account that's a nonprofit organization at the same time. So doing all that stuff. But yep, so anyhow, that's all I got for you for today. For now, I might jump on here later and add a little more to this, and we'll discuss how craziness happens at work and how people like to yell at me and everything else. So, all right, have a good, you know, morning, afternoon, evening, whichever it is for you, and we'll be back. All right, guys, we're back. Time has progressed forward. So, yeah, I know it's not like a big deal to you, but, you know, like God, he says, you know, 1,000 years is a blink of an eye to him, and a blink of an eye is like 1,000 years, right? So we don't really know what that's like. We just know our life's kind of like a vapor, you know, it's here today, gone tomorrow, you know, pretty quick. But for God, who sees all things at all times, I mean, it's just kind of, you know, God's outside of time. That's what you got to know about him. He's outside of time. It doesn't affect him. And so, you know, he's kind of like the author of a book. You can see in the ending chapter at the same time and know what's going on with each and every one of those characters or individuals at that moment. So he's outside of time. That's how you have to look at God sometimes to realize that. And, you know, so a little piece of that for you right now is, you know, it's 9:22 p.m., right? So a moment ago, before I took the break, it was like 12, you know? Now it's 9. It's almost 9 hours has gone by since my last, you know, little segment for this episode. And for me, that was a good bit of time. But for you, it was like a blink of an eye, right? So there you go. You get to see a little bit of what it's like to, you know, get a little bit of that. Speaking of seeing, though, I don't think you guys realize that I'm blind. At least those who know me know how I handle that stuff. But as a blind man, I have a hard time eating fish. Don't ask me why, but it's mostly because I can't see food. Come on, guys, something. Is it blind time? As a blind guy, I have a hard time eating fish because I can't see food. You know, I can't see food. Seafood. All right, look, I'm just trying to do my service to the world, having one dad joke at a time, you know, trying to get them out there. And I feel like I'm being ridiculed here because they're not good enough. You know, and I don't know what to say. I don't come up with all these things. So, you know what Master Yoda said when he first saw himself on Blu-ray? HDMI.
Mic drop.
Cut. Okay, so here's my thoughts on that, right? Yoda says HDMI, right? So obviously, if you're a real Star Wars fan, you're probably a bit of a geek or a nerd to some extent, and you know what HDMI is. The rest of you are like, isn't that a cable? I don't understand this joke. But for those who are purely good, you get it. So, yeah. You know what you call a fake koi fish? It's a decoy.
What?
Okay. Back to reality, right? Because that's what we're really all wanting to get to. Reality. Life as a dad, right? The reality of that is it's always something new. Always something going on. Which I'm kind of, you know, blessed to have something going on, right? I mean, I could definitely be much more simple and boring. And I don't know. Maybe I am boring. Am I boring? I don't know. See, now you guys got me talking to myself, like wondering, am I a boring person? I would hope not. But I don't really have time to make friends and stuff, so I don't really have anybody who would tell me if I was or not. Which is why I have this podcast episode, so that you can call and leave a voicemail. And yeah, that'd be tremendous, guys. And if I didn't say it already, you can stop everything you're doing right now, pause this episode, and share it for the world to hear. Right? Just put it out there, guys. Like you're going to be going fishing and you're throwing your line out, right? Bobber and all. Just sling it. Sling it out there. Say, all right, people, it's out there. Let's see who wants to hear it, you know? Let's hit those triple digits for listeners. I'd like to see that. So, aside from that, I don't know about y'all. I'm going to stop and get me a bite to eat from Sonic. Do you have a Sonic where you're at? I don't know. If you don't know what it is, it's like the last place where you may or may not have someone skate to your car on roller skates to bring you your food. So, classic time feel with a new, I don't know. It's supposed to be classic time feel, right? It's got the whole 50s look, the little drive-in, park, order on the thing. They bring your food out, all that good stuff. But, you know, most of the time, they're not on skates. And it's kind of disappointing. Because every now and then, I'd like to see somebody trip over something and fall. No, I'm not saying I'd really want somebody fall, but I'm just saying, realistically, you'd think somebody would. So, all right, let me order my food, and I'll be back. So here's something that's happening. This Sunday, my kids are getting baptized, right? Always good stuff. So I know some of y'all, Baptists, I don't mean that derogatory, would probably say, why are your kids getting baptized, right? Did they profess Christ? No, they didn't profess Christ. Well, okay, some of them do. But reality states that I'm a paedobaptist. And if you don't know what a paedobaptist is, let me say that slowly for you. Paedobaptist. Right? And you can Google that and look it up, because you people need to know more terminology when it comes to theology. You see how that kind of rhymed? And for you Baptist folks, you're Credo Baptist, in case you didn't know. And you can Google that so you can understand your position better, because I know you need to know that too. And if you know, right, on both ends what they both mean, then air high fives, right? Air high five right now. Ready? Yes. Awesome. Yep, you got it. And so you're going places. So, but yeah, so pretty stoked. We joined the church last Sunday, and we'll be able to, officially call ourselves Presbyterians. But more than anything, we have a church home that my family can grow into and grow with, and that's important for us, because we really need that, and I really need that, because I need more of that. I need the biblical influence. I need the, you got to surround yourself with the right people so you can, how I'm saying, like, birds of a feather flock together, right? Like, if you allow yourself to have negative influences, it's gonna be negative in your life. Plain and simple. That's how that works. If you put yourself with positive influences, then it's a positive influence. But as a Christian, you need to have the fellowship of the saints, which means you need to go to church, because it's not a commandment per se, but whenever the scripture does say don't neglect the meeting and the fellowship of the saints, then it's kind of telling you, hey, you need this, so it's definitely one of those things to pay attention to. But you get a lot of people nowadays, and especially with this whole COVID thing, this is what our episode's really going to be about today, is fellowship, right? I know some pastors would say that koinonia, that love for each other through Christ, because of Christ, is what we need to experience. Because that's really, as the body of Christ, you need each member to really grow together. So, yeah, just one more, of those little things. But yeah, so fellowshipping, and here's what I have to say about all that. I mean, we have the coronavirus, right? The whole COVID disease that's floating around out there, and it's caused a lot of congregations, a lot of churches to not meet, right? And there's still some churches out there who are not meeting, and there's some states that are outlawing it, and it drives me crazy whenever I hear about it, because to me, it's just all stupid, right? Like, I'm honest with you, I think this whole thing, like, sure, in the beginning, we didn't know what was happening. We know this virus is going around, the pandemic hits. We don't know what's going on. We just know everything's shutting down. We're trying to be good citizens of where we're at, but at the same time, they're just kind of breathing panic on everybody. But then as time goes on, we start learning and we start, understanding what we do need to be afraid of and what we don't need to be afraid of. And there's a good portion of this that is just blown way out of proportion. And I almost feel like the government just overstepped, and now they're trying not to backpedal, so they're just kind of giving you more direction on where they want you to go with it, And that's a scary thing sometimes, but and honestly, altogether, it's been scary. And I'm not saying, like, this disease is completely fake. Yes, it's obviously a real disease. It's a real virus. It's affected a lot of people. It has taken the lives of some. But guys, I'm trying to say it's the same as the flu. The flu's taken lives too, but you don't hear about that, right? The flu numbers are so far down this year, and it's not a matter of the flu disappeared. It's just a matter that, everyone's focused in another area. So, but when it comes to, I'm sorry, I'm watching someone, I don't know if they're TikTok dancing or doing, I think they're TikTok dancing. I don't know, these people are weird. It's on a camera. But, when it comes to meeting together at church and everything, we have to make sure that we're not neglecting that. Even if you're finding yourself at a church, I hate that noise. Even if you find yourself at a church that you're still not prone to, or enjoying, try to get involved, because if you can serve, then you're helping others out and you'll grow regardless. But
it's definitely going to help you in the long run to, be part of a body and be able to have those, conversations with other Christians about what you're learning.
Okay, so this is bringing me to my final point. And yes, I just got my food and I'm on my way back home. So, for those who say I don't have to go to church to be a Christian. I know. You say it. I know you're saying it. It's fine. Right? You're wrong. But it's fine. Why not? Like, my thought here is, why don't you have to go to church to be a Christian? And here's what I'll say, right? It's not that anyone who doesn't go to church can't go to heaven, right? That's not what we're talking about here. But a Christian, okay, is somebody, I mean, you're called a Christian because you follow Christ, correct? I mean, it's not just a matter of, and I'm breaking this down, definition of terms, right? Like, the reason people are called Christians is not because they go to church. It's not because they're Baptist or Catholic or any of those things. It's because they follow Christ. Because Christ is the first portion of that word, right? So it's because they're followers of Christ. And if you're a follower of Christ, as Jesus says, if you love me, right? If you love me, you'll keep my commands. Okay? And when he teaches and says, not to forsake the gathering of the saints. Okay? To purposefully build one another up. And to be the body. Right, the bride of Christ, to be that. And that is done in union and sync with others. Then you would be going to church. And you would be a Christian at that point. So if you're neglecting the meeting of the saints, and you're neglecting your role as a member of the church and your spiritual gifts, then I'm going to say you're not a Christian. Right? Because you're following after yourself. So I think if anything, you can call yourself a selfian, right? I mean, ideally it would just be selfish, but if we're going to go with the IAN on the end of the letter, I'm sure that's Latin for something, like that's why that's there, but realistically, you're selfish. You're seeking after your own desires. And when you look at that, God has something else he says about that sort of thing in his book. So we have to evaluate our lives and how we are analyzing these things, or how we're analyzing our own thoughts, right? Because I can feel one way about it all day long, and I can be right and I can be wrong. But the thing is, what standard am I measuring myself? What am I comparing it to? Well, this is my opinion. Why is it right? Why is it wrong? By what standard am I able to say with authority that it is right or wrong? And that's the whole point of the scriptures. We have the scriptures to set the standard for the Christian life, for the non-Christian life. It sets the standard for everything. Creation, evolution, science, math. I mean, it's all in there, guys. It's not just like one thing. It's all in there. You can dig through anything in scripture to find everything. And so it's by what standard are you measuring your thought process of saying, I don't have to go to church to be a Christian. Because when you go by the standard of God's word, you're wrong. So it's just one of those things I think we should reevaluate. I think we should take the scripture more seriously and stop just comparing everything to our own thoughts and how we feel about things. Because you may get a lot of teaching today in your churches or on your TV evangelist for, how we're feeling. But in the end, it's by what standard does that even matter, right? It's the standard of God's law, by God's scriptures that he's given us, passed down to us, to
instruct us and teach us the ways that we need to be. And if we're following that, then we have a standard set, and we have to base what we're right and wrong about on those particular items. So, just something to consider if you want to be realistic in all these things, all these matters. So, yeah. So, I think that's about it. I know I kind of skated a little bit here and there, and you got probably a few ums and ahs, but for the most part, I think I got something in there for you. So, tell me what you think, right? Go to the anchor.fm website. Register on it. Right? Create your own podcast if you want. I don't care. And leave a voice message for me, right? You get yourself registered on the Anchor account. Go to anchor.fm. Go to Cast Your Care Away, which is, you know, I don't know if it puts it on my podcast, but it's CastYourCaraway. Cast Your Caraway, right? Or Caraway, whichever way you want to pronounce it. So yeah, anchor.fm/castyourcaraway/messages. Leave me a message, right? Pull up the podcast, leave a message. Tell me what you think. Tell me if you agree. Tell me if you disagree, right? We'll talk about it. All interaction's great. Share the podcast. Let's get this thing in the triple digits. And until next time, y'all have a good day, good morrow, and a good night.